This was a very pleasing occupation, but it did not open a way for the subject which was nearest to Mr. Denniston's heart. You could hardly squash a man completely and then expect him to congratulate you upon your birthday. Mr. Denniston sighed as he turned away. He felt mulcted of his just due. It is true that Emily had observed the occasion at breakfast that morning, but Emily did not count, never had counted, in her father's scheme of things. She had been inconsiderate enough to arrive in the world some 4 years after her parents' marriage, when both her father's and mother's hearts were set on a son to inherit Boriston Hall and their not inconsiderable possessions. She was not even an attractive baby, but a puling, crying scrap of womanhood, and her mother was fond of observing to her chosen friends that she did not know what she had done to deserve it. She really didn't. So Emily was banished to an attic room with bars, which had the appearance more of a prison than a nursery, where her infant wails could not inconvenience her mother's nerves or her father's temper. Years after, when Emily was a thin, lanky slip of girlhood, with a pale face and mouse-like manners, the quiet of Boriston Hall was again broken by the cries of a newborn